When I was a boy, I spent my summer days just outside Cedar Falls, Iowa, on Grandpa Miller's farm. And I kept myself busy feeding the chickens and gathering eggs and bringing in the cows every evening with Poochie, Grandpa's dog. Yeah, I can still feel the crunch of shelled corn under my feet in the corn crib. Now, I wasn't supposed to play there, but it did. And I remember climbing on the skeletons of old iron-wheeled machinery that had once been pulled by horses or oxen, but had long since been abandoned to the edges of the fields. On that farm, I learned to wake up with the sun, and later in the afternoon, you could pretty much depend on a thunderstorm, and everybody'd run for the trees and wait it out. Before long, the sun would elbow its way back through the clouds and steam the fields. But I'd search the skies because I wanted to be the first one to see that rainbow arc a-climbing across the heavens and setting down somewhere just beyond the next farm. One of those times, I remember my grandpa's hand settling on my shoulder and him asking me, "What's on your mind, my boy?" He always called me my boy, and the way he said it made me feel as if I really was. And to this day, I can exactly remember my reply. "I was wondering just where all the rainbows begin and where the sun sets again after being where he's been and where the moon and the stars plan the night we'll be seeing while they're waiting for daytime to end." Well, those summer days passed by all too quickly. And I grew up at a time when the country was growing up too. Maybe too fast for its bridges. The glare of the city was attracting folks like bugs around a porch light. I know I felt kind of sheepish saying goodbye to Grandpa Miller, traipsing off to college. 'Cause somehow I knew my questions had started here. And I kind of thought that my answers might be here as well. But Grandpa, he just laughed and called me my boy one last time and said, "I hope you find out where those rainbows begin and where the sun sets again after being where he's been and where the moon and the stars plan the night we'll be seeing while they're waiting for daytime to end." I'm not sure I could have left if I'd known back then how many years would pass before I'd next see Grandpa Miller, or that he'd be lying on his bed preparing to depart my world, or that the strong man I'd once known could ever look so small and worn out, like one of his old ox-drawn plows a-rusting beside the pasture. But as I tiptoed in, I saw a kind of mischievous look of recognition in his eyes. And when I bent my ear to his lips, well, he couldn't sing it to me then as I'm singing it to you now. But he called me by name and told me that he just wanted to reassure me that he'd try to find out where those rainbows begin and where the sun sets again after being where he's been and where the moon and the stars plan the night we'll be seeing while they're waiting for daytime to end. Waiting for daytime to end.